Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 52, Allie.
We're grabbing the files on my dad, and then we're out of here,
Jace said, tugging me through the eerily quiet and empty house. My stomach tightened at the thought of Harlan being back in town and the house being this ominous. Something didn't feel right to me. Harlan wasn't home, but we still had to be quick. He could be back at any fucking moment and could trap us here. Between Vaughn and the police chief, God only knew what Harlan had found out since he had gotten back from his trip. Jace jogged up to his room and shut the door, tearing out a floorboard and plucking a file from it. He opened the manila envelope, flipped through the stack of papers inside, and blew out a relieved breath.
They're all here.
I sat on his bed and rubbed my sweaty palms against my jeans. Today had turned out to be complete shit for both of us. I was glad that we had a win and that Harlan hadn't found and stolen this back. If he did, we'd both be screwed over to no end. Harlan might even try to kill Jace, too. My heart raced at the thought of finding Jace with a bullet straight through his head, all his blood seeping out of the hole, his eyes a dull and lifeless brown. I shivered at the thought and pushed away the tears. I couldn't cry now. We had to get out of here. Just as Jace grabbed my hand, someone rattled the doorknob.
Jace, open the fucking door,
Harlan said, his words slurring toward the end. It wasn't even 5 at night yet, and Harlan was drunk. Jace cursed under his breath, pushed the file into my hands, and shoved me into his closet.
Don't come out, and don't watch Allie. You don't want to see him like this,
Jace said, grasping my face. He stroked my cheeks, pushing the tears off them.
Promise me that you won't. If you don't open this door now, Jace, I fucking swear I'll kill you.
I gulped and looked back at the door, which was nearly coming off the hinges. Go open the door, please, I whispered, more tears racing down my cheeks. My chest tightened, and I pressed my lips together to not make a sound. Jace couldn't die. I fucking loved him. He couldn't fucking die.
I love you,
he whispered, then slid the closet door closed. But I could still see out of the small crack in the door. As soon as Jace opened the door, Harlan barreled into the room. I had never seen Harlan wasted until tonight. He must have thought that I wasn't home or wasn't coming home, that I was out with Mom or something, because Mom would never stand for this shit. At least, I thought she wouldn't. Standing behind the door, I curled my hands into fists and jumped when a bottle shattered against the closet door.
You're a fucking brat,
Harlan seethed, words slurred, as if he had had one too many and didn't give a fuck.
You're the fucking reason your mother left us. Don't you dare blame it on me. I gave her the fucking world, and you destroyed it. It's not my fault she cheated on you, Jace said.
There was silence and then a smack, but it sounded harder than a palm on the cheek. It sounded like a fist right to the face. Like a jaw cracking, like Jace had just gotten hit hard.
Don't talk back to me. I told you to quit football. I told you to fucking quit it, and you fucking didn't. And you still won't after what she did with your coach. You fucking look up to your coach like he's your father.
I bit my lip so I wouldn't let out a cry. There I was again, stupid Allie crying for stupid reasons. But I felt it. I heard the hurt in Harlan's voice, but I saw the pain in Jace's eyes every time I looked into them.
He's a better father than you ever were,
I heard Jace mutter under his breath. Something banged against the wall, and I heard Jace suppress a groan. But why wasn't he fighting back? He was strong enough to do it. Why stay here? Why endure this pain? Why not report his father to someone? He once told me that I didn't know what money could do, who it could pay off, and I thought I finally understood him. But I wouldn't truly understand those words for a long time. I wouldn't understand that $1 billion could do more than buy fancy things. Jace continued to groan, and I couldn't take it any longer. I burst right through the door to his bedroom, grabbed Harlan's wrist, and tried to pull him off of Jace, who was getting the shit kicked out of him by a man half his size. Harlan's hand flew back, knocking me off him and onto the ground. My head hit against Jace's dresser, and I saw tiny black stars in my vision. As I cradled my head, blood seeped into my hair and made it stick together. I sucked in a raspy, ragged breath and tried hard to catch the breath that had suddenly left my lungs at the sheer force of Harlan.
"Allie,"
Jace said, scrambling to his feet and rushing over to me. He grabbed my hand and pulled me to my feet, ushering me out of the room and away from a shocked Harlan.
"Are you fucking crazy?"
Jace asked, gripping my upper arm, pulling me down the stairs into his car, and pushing me inside of it. He slid into the driver's side, started the car, and sped down the road, going about 100 miles an hour. I sat back in my seat, my bloody fingers shaking, my heart racing, my thoughts everywhere. Did Harlan get abusive with Mom too? She would never take it after living with my dad all those years. He'd taught us to be strong, but maybe when she was in that position, she'd be twice as nervous as I had been. Deciding to hide the blood from Jace, I wiped my palm across my jeans. "Jace," I whispered, staring out the windshield as we zoomed past trees. Jace didn't say anything for the longest time. He clenched and unclenched his hand on the steering wheel and shook his head.
"I fucking told your mom not to marry that fucking asshole, and she still fucking did. Do you see why I wanted you gone?"
"Jace, it's worse than you let on," I whispered, glancing over at Jace for the first time tonight. His lip was busted open, his eye black, blood dripping down his neck.
"Jace, you can't let him continue to abuse you like this. He can't."
It broke my heart to see Jace like this.
"You don't think I've tried calling the fucking police on him? Hitting him back? It either ends with him threatening to shoot me fucking dead, the cops not fucking believing shit because he's paid them off, or me in juvie. And I can't have any of those things happening now that we're better."
Silence fell upon us again, and I didn't know what to say to him. He'd tried to get out of this before, time and time again, yet nobody believed him. And if they did, Harlan paid them off. Apparently, people in this town liked money more than they liked putting murderers and abusers behind bars. Another reason to get out of here as soon as I could. We pulled up to a rundown house in the bad part of town. The siding was chipping and some of the windows were cracked. The entire place reeked of pot and bad decisions. Definitely not a place I wanted to be after what had happened.
"Get out," he said to me.
I fumbled with my seatbelt and followed after him as he walked to the back door and banged on it 3 times with the side of his fist. Landon answered, a cigarette hanging out the corner of his mouth.
"What?"
Jace pulled out a wad of cash and slapped about $500 bills in his hand.
"Watch Allie."
Landon glanced over at me, lit the cigarette, and took a puff on it.
"Looks like you need a smoke," he said, handing it to Jace.
Jace started toward his car.
"Don't let anyone fucking touch her. I'll be back."
My eyes widened, and I followed Jace back to his Maserati. "You're leaving me with them?" I asked, grasping his wrist and tugging him back. Jace snatched his hand out of my grip and turned toward me. Under the moonlight, I could see just how bad his bruises were, and my heart ached for him. "Please," I whispered, "don't go back."
"Get in the fucking house," he said.
I gently grasped his hand. "Please, let me at least clean you up." When my fingers touched his, he tensed, but his eyes softened so much that I thought he was going to let me. But then his phone buzzed in his pocket and he pulled away from me.
"Later, I'll be back for you."
He slid into his car, threw it in reverse, and sped back in the direction we had come. I stared at his car until his taillights disappeared from my view. Landon flicked his cigarette onto the ground and stomped it out with the heel of his boot.
"You coming?"
I walked into the house, my palms clammy at the mere thought of Jace going back to that tonight. Part of me was terrified that I'd get back to the house and find him in a pool of his own blood with a bullet straight through his head.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.